Hello and welcome to Amicable Q in partnership with Amicable H, by which we mean the exact same people, Declan McRory and Connor Houghton. The topic of the day is most memorable birthday. So do you want me to start this one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, this was the last one I thought of when thinking of memorable thing, but it's the best one to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, fair. The first one I found was like, oh, nothing really happened in that one. This one is not a big boom, boom, boom. It's just like small event of like, oh, that's
mine
a
are always
funny.
Quite boring because it's always exam time. So it's always just a little morning of something.
Mine should be the opposite on New Year's, but it never really is.
Fair, fair. So yeah, tell us your tale.
But yeah, this was 17, I think this was. I was going to be like, oh, I'm going to be turning 17. I'm going to have a big party. I didn't want to wait until I was 18, apparently. I was like, oh, I'm going to invite all my friends to my house, blah, blah, blah. And so I started like talking to this guy who lived near me. Doesn't matter.
So, do you do it on New Year's Eve or do you do it on...
This, I'm pretty sure this was on the day itself.
Because I was going to say, in my head, if I had New Year's as a birthday, I would pull it back.
Warren, like, set, I do, like, on the countdown, I'm like, all right, I'll have one present now.
Ah, okay.
After
right.
Jules Holland and his bloody food dinner. I don't even like him at all, but he's the only person I know.
It's on every year. I complain about it every year. It's the only thing I put on.
I put it on because of the countdown bit. And it's like, I could just count down myself, look somewhere else. But anyway, yeah. So, this was when I was planning 17th birthday. Oh, it's going to be a massive party, blah, blah, blah. Started making friends with this guy who I'm not going to name because I think I might have invited him to like the page on Facebook. Let's say he's called Bob.
Okay.
It's not his real name. His real name's Robert. No, it's not. It's
fair,
not.
Fair.
But yeah, so I was texting one of my friends who I'd already invited, who knew this Bob character. We hadn't really known him for long. And I was like, oh, by the way, mate, I know you probably weren't thinking of doing this, but I'm just going to ask you, don't invite Bob. I haven't really known him for very long. He doesn't know any of my friends. So I just think...
Save us both the awkwardness.
Yeah, save us both the awkwardness. He'd probably feel left out of it.
I always... Because people say that's a complaint. I think it's a nice thing
to
do.
So I sent that text. About 5 seconds later, I get a text from Bob saying, what? Sticky out tongue face. Go through my send box. To Bob a message saying, don't invite Bob because of X, Y, and Z.
Oh,
so I just had to go to him. Ha, yeah, oh, I got you there, didn't I? That was my clever way of inviting you to my birthday.
That's a nice save.
It's on this day at my house.
Nah.
You would have been like
I failed.
You would have been like, oh, you've caught me now, you're not invited.
I would have been like, if you want to go. But that's quite clever. Was that instant?
Yeah, like, I checked first. Are you saying what? I might send him something else. Are you saying what? So I was like, check my send box. Shit, I sent to Bob, don't invite Bob.
You're
so I was like,
freaking idiot.
I know, so I was like, well, I saved it pretty quickly for someone who was an idiot.
You've probably ruined his day if he hears this.
I know, but.
However many years later, like, just like a.
Oh, like. Five.
Was a five? Yeah. I was gonna say.
He probably can't even remember getting that.
No.
But I was like to him, yeah, this is like a clever way of inviting you to my party. It's in my house.
Yeah, do it to everyone else.
At this time, yeah. Yeah, I should have done, shouldn't I? So that was the first thing. So there's like everything else now is basically going to be unrelated. But like I assumed as well, because you know none of us would have been 18 at this time. We were all like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
So I told everyone, before I even asked my parents, because it was at my house, I was like, oh, by the way, guys, there's not going to be any alcohol. And because like, I was just really paranoid, if someone, yeah. And then one of my friends came in, and one of the first things he said was, oh, I brought some alcohol. I was like, shit, don't do that, my mother could see. Like, she probably wouldn't even care.
I know, I think I was a lot more like, about that stuff, and then you're just like, you're yeah. Shit, really.
And then my mother was like, I want to speak to you in the kitchen. So I was like, I went in there, and she was like, someone's brought alcohol, have they? And I was like, no. And she said, oh, no, I just heard so-and-so saying it. I was like, no, you didn't. You didn't hear that. And she's like, it's not your fault, mind. I was like, yeah, I know it's not my fault. It's just it hasn't happened. She's like, oh, all right, then.
Right.
Then just carried on. And then later on, I was like, oh, we may as well just drink that. Nobody's in the room now. Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go and drink some beer. Like, left the room like, oh, yeah, we're going to drink some 0.0.1% alcohol. It's like, oh yeah, street cred has increased. And I just came back into the room like, does anyone know how to open this? I tried to sneak out for a drink. In my frilly white shirt, my long hair.
So I had really long hair at the time. That story as you being a badass instead. You just
It just wasn't as interesting. So that's basically the end of it. Nothing else really happened. That's just all I can remember about my most memorable birthday parties.